Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A few weeks back, the Hopkinsville Surface and Stormwater Utility was approved for some $220,000 in ag development funding for a three-year water quality study of the Little River Basin. Brian Lacefield, General Manager of Commonwealth Agri-Finance in Hopkinsville, says this is a community-wide effort.
I was tasked with fundraising and trying to get everybody involved on getting this project started. It's a very expensive project to do the level of testing that we're doing. It's going to require $800,000 to do this over a three-year period.
About half of the Ag Development grant was from state funding, the other half from County Ag Development Committees of Christian, Todd, and Trigg.
We're very pleased with the level of support we had in putting this together. We're partnering with the U.S. Geological Survey, and they are putting up 50% of the cost and are doing the testing for us.
And that testing will be extensive, says Lacefield, not just to set a water quality baseline, but to isolate and identify specific problems from which to work on specific solutions.
So I think that's the actual step we're taking beyond just a normal testing, is to find out now, okay, say we did test high in phosphates, well, is it coming from fertilizer? Is it coming from perhaps a laundry detergent? You know, we don't know the actual source of it.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains and directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
We're back with Brian Lacefield, one of many involved in the Little River Basin three-year water quality study. He says support from the agribusiness community has been strong, and he feels they're doing this the right way.
The Stormwater Surface Utility, they're the ones doing this, and they interviewed different groups, but that was the main reason we're going with this one, is they were committed to participating in the project with us, but also their data is irrefutable by other regulatory agencies.
He says they're being proactive and taking a science-based approach.
Exactly. I think we're getting out there fast and saying, well, hey, we want to know what the concern is. We'll find out where it's coming from, and then at that point, we'll be able to know what needs to be put into place to fix something. One of the more concerning things is you have regulation put into place without even knowing the source of it. So you could be restricted on what you're able to do and have absolutely no impact on what the problem is.
Brian Lacefield on the Little River Basin Water Quality Study. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.